As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of The Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. Thank you for joining us on today's daily meeting. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so excited that you are here. You're getting a behind the scenes look of how the ATSJR companies is run each and every day. So come on, make sure you got your notes, what you need to take notes with, and also come with your questions that you have so that you and your business can grow and thrive to the level that you desire. All right. It's 2/22/22, y'all. I don't know what that means to you, but go look that up, do some research. But something, I was talking to Antonio and Deanna yesterday, and I said, tomorrow's 2/22/22. He said, yeah, something magical is going to happen tomorrow. Okay, I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. And you should be too. So let me hand it over to our founder and CEO of the ATSJR Companies, millionaire, maker, innovator, creator, all the way from Galveston, G-Town, Texas, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
All right, Grand Rising, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. I think a lot of you got the message yesterday. If not, you're going to get the message today because I'm going to continue as always. I will continue regardless, but I got to start from the beginning for today on what we're doing to build our own metaverse and how we're teaching others. And hopefully you take away, something that makes you rich, or at least something that replaces your current income or supplements, whichever energy you are in. I bid you supplementation or replacement or doubling, coupling, tripling, quadrupling, however you want to do it. However you want to do it, that's up to you. If you don't know how to be wealthy, I would tell you right now, and I don't know why. I'm sure I've done this before, but if not, I'm about to do it right now. Everybody, I want you to think about all your bills. Let's do that. Think about all your bills real quick, whatever those may be. Just think about all your bills. Number them. I'm off script right now. Number your bills. Let's just say it's 23. All right, let's just say it's 23 bills. Cool? Everybody cool with that? So you got 23 bills. What you need to do then is you need to start a stream of income for each bill. Everybody okay with that? All right. You're going to start a stream of income for each bill. That stream of income doesn't have to be the best stream of income on the planet. It just needs to cover that bill. So am I making sense? It just needs to cover that bill. So if you have a $22 credit card bill, and your credit card bill is so incredible, your interest is $22 a month or something. Or, you know what? Let's be more realistic. You got a $22. What's that blue place people rent? Rent-a-center. There you go. You got a $22 rent-a-center bill. There you go. Because you bought that flat screen TV, you couldn't resist. And now they're paying you, now you're paying $22 a month for 3 months. I mean, for 3 years. Don't fool me. You understand? So you start a sales funnel or some sort of business. You sell snow cones, you do whatever you have to do. At $22 a month. That's it. Yeah, don't make this difficult. And then you go to your next, you're going in descending order. So you go to the next bill. Let's say that one's your water bill. Your water bill is on average $83 a month. Because you got the trash and the sewer and all that stuff inside of it. $83 a month. You start a stream of income for $83 a month. It's that simple. One of the easiest ways to do this is sales funnels, right? And that's one of the easiest ways to do it. But, that don't mean that's the only way. I just say it's one of the easiest ways. Do you want 23 businesses? Maybe. Or do you want 23 streams of income? Just because it's a stream of income don't mean it has to be a business, right? Yeah, it does have to be a business. It just needs to be a stream of income. The goal is to make sure these streams are, let me not give you that goal yet. And then you're just going to go up, and you know how Dave Ramsey says a snowball effect. Well, I have it the exact opposite. I'm not worried about snowballing your debt. Get that out of here. I'm worried about obliterating it. You understand? I don't want you to take your money and pay for your debt. I want you to take someone else's money and pay for your debt. Ah, Shay, you understand? That's what I want you to do. I want you to do that. Now, as you get all that up, you replace your income. Everybody understand? Well, you replace your debt. Here's the tricky part. What is anybody confused real quick? Because I'm off script, but I didn't mean to talk about this, but I guess it's 2/22/22, and maybe that's what's happening here. Yeah, is that what it is? Maybe. Yes, okay, let me.
No, you're pretty clear. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay, cool. So, but now it gets tricky. So I'm going to put, it gets tricky now. Because now you got to use discipline. It doesn't really take much discipline to pay off your debt. That's not that much discipline. You think it is, but it's not. It's not that much discipline. It's discipline when you got your debt paid, not to do something stupid with your money. There's the tricky part. Because you start saying stuff like, man, I deserve this. No, you don't. You do not deserve it, okay? You do not deserve it. Do not go buy it. You do not deserve to be a consumer. That's really what you said. Ooh, I deserve to be somebody else's economy. You do not. You do not, all right? You don't. But what you do is, once your debt starts snowballing itself, to borrow from Dave Ramsey, what you do now is you keep paying your debt to your savings account. There you go. Now, I don't want your money in your savings account, Damali. I admit you, but since you don't know what to do with it, put it in your savings account. Tyrell asked me a question about a big amount of money and how can he make it bigger? And I was like, tell him to call me. That's not a text message conversation. That's not something you text.
16 unit apartment building. Take it and do that.
But exactly. He was in that energy because he was talking about real estate. That's for sure. And once you do that, you're going to pay your debt to your savings account, all 23 streams of income. And then, you ready? What you're going to do then is you're going to multiply the effort of all those streams of income until you double each one, or at least double the sum total. Let me explain. You already had your income. Actually, let's just assume you don't have no income. So once you pay your debt, you got 100% income now. Yes? And the good thing is, this is freedom because it's streams of income and not necessarily coming from your pockets. Now what I need you to do is I need you to double that effort, not necessarily make all 23 be double, but whatever sum total you have needs to double. Once that happens, you don't do nothing else. You don't buy nothing. You don't do nothing else. You don't change nothing. You don't invent nothing. You don't create nothing. Nope. You don't do anything else until you double it. Once you double it, now you have breathing room, expendable income. You know how they tell you, you got to have 6 months reserves? Well, if you double it, you got 12 months reserves because the first 100% is going to all your cost of living and bills and cost of living. The second 100% is basically 12 months reserve. See what we just did there? Then you're going to say, man, I'm doing good. I need to go on a vacation. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you, let me just pause right quick and say this. And I'm not just saying this. Typically, this is for you young folk, but this ain't for you young folk this time. This is for everybody. This is a plague that takes all of us to the grave. It never stops. Only 1% of the world does it. So it never stops. All right. It never stops. Yes, ma'am.
I have really noticed, you know, when we were growing up, you take one a year and it's usually to go and you go to your relatives somewhere where they live nice or whatever. You stay there. And then they come to your place and, you know, we groan for that. But that's That was the yearly vacation. In some years, you didn't get those
vacations.
But now, you know, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, they think they're going on trips, you know, every few months. And then they're complaining when they can't pay their bills.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're making good money, but they're spending. So I see that a lot in young people. So what you're saying is so true.
So true. So true. They always in Miami.
Yeah, we were sort of taught to save your money, but not to do the things that you're saying. Yes, of course, ma'am. There probably were not some of those opportunities. You know, you could
take a
Saturday job or something, you know, to do that, things like that before what you have now with sales funnels. Right. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head for young people as far as that goes. But for the rest of us, what you're saying, you know, you have 12 months.
Yes, 12 months reserve.
Yeah. So that the way you mathematically did that. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And listen, this is some hypothetical. This is what I did to get out of work. This is exactly what I did. I'm giving you the step-by-step of what I did. Now, I'm off script, but you know, it's 2:22:22, I suppose. Go ahead, Jerome.
I hate to say that you know what you're talking about, but damn it, you know what you're talking about. And I'm a real life example of that.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020,
yep.
When I found out that I qualified for unemployment as a contractor, I put in for it and they started sending me a check every week.
Look at you.
And based on what you taught me,
yep.
Paying yourself first. Oh, I paid my tithe name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
10% to God, 10% to Romy Rome.
That's okay. Right.
In 5 months, before they cut me off, and it's been a year now, still waiting on my money.
Yep.
I saved over $6,000.
Look at that.
For me. And I'm sitting there going, damn it, this is what Antonio was talking about. Because it felt good. I could breathe. I could exhale. Now, all of that's gone now, okay? Because I had to use it after they cut me off.
Right, right. Then you had some family members being like, Jerome, don't loan me.
No. I went from check to check to robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Okay? Yeah.
But here's the deal. Praise God. Starting in March, I will be receiving residual income.
Come on now.
From the United States Army. Residual, folks. That means until I die, I get it every month.
Okay? Come on, Jerome.
And I said, when I get that, I'm gonna treat that just like I treated the unemployment money.
Yep.
And God gonna get his 10% off the top, and Romy Rome will get his 10% off the top. So when the time comes,
yes,
I will know how to manage that for whatever reason and make that work for me. Antonio, you know exactly what you're talking about. And the other thing is when you do that, it makes you feel good.
Yes, it does.
I like feeling good.
Yes, it does. No, you're right. You're right. When you save your first $1,000 of your own money, you get addicted to it. You get addicted to it. You really, really do. You really do. And when you do something stupid and spend it, it feel like you let God down. You understand what I'm saying? Like it hurt bad. It hurt bad. It truly hurt bad. So this is what I feel to say to all you folk. If you cannot, I really have no idea why I'm doing this, but if you cannot sacrifice 1 year of looking bad so you could live well forever, you care way too much about what other people think.
Repeat that, please.
If you cannot sacrifice 1 year to look bad so you can live well forever, you care way too much about what people think. And that's the truth. That and is the truth. Yes, ma'am.
I was talking to one of my friends from, you know, the town where we raised our kids, which was extremely upscale.
Yeah.
And it, really one of the best schools in the country and one of the top cities, you know, in the country. But anyway, not city, town, a little community. And, you know, she was, I was telling her that, you know, some of the things that I didn't get, I just realized a week or so ago, my mom's pearls and jewelry and some of my jewelry never made it. I'm like, where is it? And I went through everything and just added it to the list of stuff stolen. But, you know, a lot of sentimental things. But I, and you might have seen it, I wore this sand dollar, gold sand dollar bracelet. I always wore it. And I got it on Las Olas Avenue, which is like Rodeo Drive, and when Sarah Maria was a baby with my dad. And, you know, it was just a simple thing, but I got lots of compliments on it. And I always wore it, except if I was dressed fancy. Right. So she was, you know, I hadn't said it, and I told her, and she said, Susan, I can't picture you. I always picture you with that. And she said, I have all these years tried to find something like this. And she had beautiful, very expensive jewelry. They were very successful. And so I couldn't believe she said that. She said, Susan, I remember, you know, times, one time you were going somewhere with Phil, but you had this dress that you got somewhere and you were ironing it and you scorched it and you couldn't wear it. And, you know, you made do with what you had. And you just always smiled and no one knew that. She said, but, you know, we walked in this wooded park 3 times a week. So, you know, we were pretty close, but I never said things like that to her.
Right.
And, but she recognized that. And that's what she was beloved about. So, you know, doing those things, you know, get you to where you want to go. I saw our vision and what we were doing.
That's right.
And the kids still laugh about us going to the resale shops and taking stuff and then getting money and going to another resale shop to buy them what they wanted. Because I, you know, we saved our money.
Yeah. You
know, to do what we wanted to run a business. And that's what it takes. And I, you know, I see the Molly on here and some young mothers and things like that. And you know, that's what you have to do. And I know Deanna probably did similar things, but
right.
Is part of what you do to get to where you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. You made me, in fact, I'm going to comment with Grant Cardone. It's one of my favorite videos of his. And it is extremely relevant to what you just said, Susan. You see this right, Grace? I did it right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, my wife kicked me out. I'm just hanging out here. You just came a long time ago.
Right again.
Come on, man.
Who were y'all pulling for last night?
What do you need?
Canelo, huh?
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Hell yeah. Man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, you got a lighter by any chance? You guys got a lighter?
I don't have a lighter.
You got a lighter?
Who's got a lighter, man?
Here, man, let me get that for you, man. Let me get that.
You know, my mission in life
is to serve people, man. Put that thing around.
Oh, yeah.
No, el es suficiente.
You're
going to
be a movie star, man. You're going to be a movie star, man.
Yeah, but when I say famosos, man.
Let me get this.
Yeah.
Thank you, boss.
Dude, you have a beer already?
I haven't fallen asleep.
Come on, man. Go get your wife back.
I am. Don't worry.
You can't do that from here, man. You can't do that. Come on, man. What will Canelo?
Is it playing for you, Grace?
No, sir. It's a black screen.
Stupid laptop. All right, I probably got updated. Anyway, these guys are drinking all the week. It's early in the morning, and Grant Cardone lights him a cigarette because that's what they're doing. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. They got 2 beers, 3 beers. They sitting there. One of them You can barely understand what he's saying. And the whole point is they're living for the weekend. And Grant Cardone is, he says, oh man, come on, you gotta go get your life back. And the guy says, I'm gonna go get it back. Back to Susan. I'm gonna need you to go get that back now. Even if you scorch your dress, don't tell nobody and make do. I'm gonna need you to go get your life back. Do you understand? Like right now, most of you have a problem of you just genuinely won't do the right thing because you really care too much about what people think about you, and it is killing you. It genuinely is. It's killing you. There's no time on planet Earth. Like, check me out. It's 23 people on this call, plus there's some YouTube, shit on YouTube. 23 people on this call. There is never a room, Sister Booker, where you are in a room with 23 people and they agree with you. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. Somebody here right now is talking about me. Somebody here got a secret problem with me. Somebody here think they can do a better job. And that's how it works. That's how it's supposed to be. It's never going to change. And Deanna, it ain't personal. You're never going to. Jesus couldn't even talk to 12. You understand? You're never going to talk to a group of people who agree with everything you're saying. So if people are going to disagree, they hear my words. They might as well disagree with you on the way to the bank. You understand? If you're going to have a secret problem with me, have a secret problem with me after I make this deposit. Are you getting this what I'm saying? If you're going to think you can do better than me right before I am about to make this deposit. I think you get the point. So, yeah, you can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time, what Sister Booker said. So you got your steps, but I ain't done yet. Once you get to 100%, you're going to do another 100%. Then you're going to do one more step. Once you do this step, math takes over. Math takes over. You're going to do it one more time. You're going to do 300%. You're going to double it again until it's a triple. Now you got 24-month savings. I did that at 29. And what I did has been growing ever since. It's called the law of compound interest. It just never stops. It never stops. That's 300% income, which means you have 100% to fund your life. You have 100% extra and another 100% on top of that extra. And you did it step by step by knocking out each one of your bills. At that point, you're not a business owner anymore. You're an investor. And 99% of the 1% that controls the world's income are investors. The only 1% that is not investors, they inherited that. I'm telling you what it is. 99% of the 1% are investors, whether they have stock, real estate, they went public, or now crypto, it doesn't matter. It genuinely doesn't matter. 1% of the world controls 96% of the world's income, but 99% of that world, of that 1% are investors, and 96% of that 1% invest in real estate.
In that energy, mm-hmm. I did read somewhere that Warren Buffett, you know, the Warren Buffett,
that's right,
the money that he has, like who he is now, it didn't actually start until he was like 50 years that's old. Right. And started to invest in things.
That is correct.
That is powerful to hear yeah. that. Because when I read it, I was thinking, you know, everybody always laughs, say, you got like 5 more till 50. That's my new thing. My mom like, well, you got 5 till 50, babe, what you gonna do? Yep. And I'm like, well, give me this year because I'm not 45 yet. But when I read that, I was like, oh, okay. So if I get on the 7-year plan with you,
yep,
I'll be 50 in 5 and then still have my other 2 to watch it do what it do.
Man,
okay, go ahead. Keep
you're
talking.
You're talking so well.
I didn't say that though.
You're talking so well. You're talking. If you just get on my 7-year plan, it's better than what you have. You can get a better plan from a better person, but you're not gonna find it outside of my plan. Because if you don't have a plan, then you can't find a plan. But if you don't have a plan and you're in a plan, you attract a better plan. That's just the way the universe works. You can't attract something not in the atmosphere. Most CEOs have one real problem. Well, 2 real problems. Obscurity is your first problem. There's no doubt about it. Obscurity is your first problem. Outside of obscurity, let's say you're getting a lot of attention. You know the other problem that CEOs have, and it's the number one, Susan, is just outside of attention. They just not buy the money. Your company is not in the flow of money. It's not. I'll give you examples of that. Arshia wants to be a singer. She'd do better off wanting to be a singer that's running an independent label. You know why? Because the Third Coast, Texas, South, is king for independent labels. Not for artists. That man, that's Megan Thee Stallion. You know, Paul Wall, Beyonce, am I telling you they didn't know? Nope, they all went. But this ain't Tennessee. This ain't Atlanta. And this ain't Los Angeles. The odds of someone accidentally stumbling across you and going, oh, you've got the face. It's not likely. Because you're not in the flow of money. Not in that industry, not in Texas. Now, if you want to be a businessman or woman, oh, Texas is your place. It's pumping out the most millionaires out the whole country. The only country, only state competing with Texas is California. And they both threaten to secede every year. Every year, they both saying, we don't need y'all no more. We'll be our own country. It's the truth. And Texas is better. Not that there's a competition, because of taxes. You get to keep your money in Texas. Now, is it better than the regulations and stuff? I don't know. You can blow yourself up with a bunch of fertilizer in Texas. You know, there's a bunch of stuff. Your power may go out, the power grid. You give and you pull. You give and take. It's okay. But you have to be in the flow of money. And most of your businesses are not in the flow of money. Because you got attention, but this is what you do. Your business is still your baby. And it's in the flow of your ego, but it's not in the flow of money. And there is a difference. There is a huge difference between being in the flow of money. Last thing I'll say about this, if you cannot, well, I'm gonna say 2 more things because I'm a step on some toes by accident. It's not my intent. If you cannot crucify your ego will crucify you. I want to say that first so I could set up the second thing. But I could really stop right there. If you cannot crucify your ego will crucify you. And I, here are the people who can't crucify their egos. People always leave them. They're always unlucky. They're always unhappy. And they're always complaining. 48 laws of power, law number 10, it calls them infectors. Pull up your notes, Grace. It's in my screen, obviously ain't Shan. And go to law number 10. Well, I'm not used to being on my, the tip is bumping that big old iMac. I ain't used to being on my laptop. Think about it, y'all. Infectors, right? You have to avoid these people. Which leads me to the last thing I want to say. How you treat, well, let me say it. I've said it before, but I'll say it this way. If you are an infector in real life, your business can't be successful. Read it, Grace. Just them first three bullet points and them first seven. They
Okay. Infection. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. You'll die from others' misery. Emotional states are as infectious as diseases. The unfortunate draw misfortune on themselves and will draw it on you. Associate with the happy and fortunate.
Watch yourself.
How to recognize an infector. They draw misfortune upon themselves. They have a turbulent past.
Wow.
They have a long line of broken relationships. They have an unstable career. They have a forceful character that sweeps you up and makes you lose reason. They have a desire to destroy and unsettle and is chronically dissatisfied. Look at the effect that they have on the world around them.
Stop right there, Grace. Stop right there. Stop sharing your screen. I want you to Google one thing. Google for me real quick. I've never Googled it before. I want you to Google, what does the richest man in Babylon say about luck? I want you to Google that. What does the richest man in Babylon say about luck? I'm interested to see. I know what the book says. I'm interested to see if somebody like me can put it out there on the blog. Share your screen while you Google it. I want us to see it. Share your screen while you Google it. I'm supposed to be telling y'all about the metaverse. I'm going to still get there. What does it say about luck? Let's see, what does that say? Now, I don't know what that is. All right, well, let's go with, okay, look at that. Meet the goddess of good luck. Let's go with that first, because that's the whole section I'm talking about.
This one right here?
Yes, okay. Yes. I already counted that first one irrelevant.
So, okay. Yeah.
It was invisible to me.
Okay, it's coming.
I understand. You got 15,000 tabs open. We can see.
Yes.
If you want, if you pull up your bank account and show us your login and username,
that's it.
We will help you speed up your laptop.
Gotcha.
Yes. Immediately. Stop sharing your screen and then let it go. Out.
Okay.
We will speed up your laptop, Grace.
That's it.
We will speed up your laptop. And I will put you on the black market and get you some Kenochin with the money that I got from your social security number. All right, let's see. Meet the boss a little bit. Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Keep going. I want to see if it's got some taking action. All right. I don't know where you can. Hold on. Lesson. Let me see the lesson.
Oh.
I know the answer. I just want to see if they summed it up. There it is. They summed it up, Grace. Right there. Read it.
Listen, a person of action is favored by
the goddess. Watch it, Grace.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Watch it, you know, doggone well.
Sunday school.
I had
okay.
a point. You know, okay. I had a point though. What does the richest man in Babylon say about luck?
A person of action is favored.
Who?
A person of action is favored by the goddess of good luck. Procrastination upon decision making only leads to regrets. Make decisions with all the good information that you have, either for or against an action, and carry out the decision. Indecisiveness does not bring good fortune.
Thank you so much, Grace, on this wonderful, that's that action word again, Arshia, on this wonderful 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2. Y'all know we're going to die before this ever happens again, right? Your kid's going to die before this happens again. It's gonna be a long time for 3-3-3-3-3 happen. You understand? And hoop. Okay.
Those are big facts. My son turned 11. He turned 11 on 11-11-11. And I told him, I don't know about you, bro, but now ain't nobody else gonna do that again.
it's gonna be a little bit. It's gonna be a little bit for sure. I want you all to follow that plan for money. And it's not hard. If you go through everything I've talked about, if you have an irresistible offer, if you take those pictures, write your front end, all that stuff, easy. If you don't remember a single thing, Dolores, that I said all year, don't matter. Because moving forward, finish it for me, Grace.
Solves all problems.
I said every... They, I get on their nerves, Phil. I say that every chance I get. I don't know where I got it from. Just something that made sense to me. It's just something that made sense to me. I just understood Newton's first law of motion. And I just reversed it. If every object in the world, Damali, in the world, is going to remain at rest until some force pushes it, then it's equally true that every object in the world moving will remain moving if something pushes it. That's just science. That's where I got it from. And once I figured it out, I told the office, moving forward solves all problems. You don't know what to do? Move forward. I think it was Art Monk that said, do it. But Art, it's too hard. Just do it. I'm serious.
He said, do it anyway.
Do it anyway. Just do it. Do it anyway. Just get it done. Moving forward truly solves our problem. If you don't know what to do, move forward. If you don't have a plan, move forward. I don't know how Antonio, move forward. If you want to be a singer, move forward. You understand? Let me tell you something. One of the greatest R&B singers, I'm talking about Black culture right now, of all time, I don't think can sing. When I say this, Grace gonna say the barbershop line. What's the barbershop line, Grace?
No. I'm a hold it till you say who this is. Wait a minute.
T-Boss. I don't think T-Boss can sing.
She can't really, though.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I thought you were going to say somebody else.
But she Hall of Fame.
I understand, but, you know.
She sound like me. I'm just trying to tell you that if you move forward and can't sing, you be T-Boss. She in the whole Black Hall of Fame. TLC. Y'all been chasing waterfalls and don't be in scrubs ever since. You understand? Real talk. See, I thought I was gonna get the Bob shot. Nobody disagreed.
I thought you was going to say
Mary J. Blige can't sing either.
Mary can't sing either. I thought you was gonna say Mary, but Mary, we love Mary.
We love Mary because her songs are real.
Mary's getting better like in her 50s. Cause when she started, Mary couldn't sing a lick like at all. So you keep talking, bro.
She moved forward.
We keep moving forward.
With Mary J, before she died, she would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You understand? She will be. She'll be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And she got a raspy voice like mine, too. You understand? I'm just telling you what it is. If you move forward, there's a market for you. I can't share my screen. I can't. Hold on, Grace. I'm gonna send you a link. Send you a link, and I went. Ah, man, you gotta watch the Grace. You gotta share your screen, Grace. This is so
okay.
Incredible. It's so incredible, but it's so incredible, but it's not going to play for me because software. It's a short play, and then I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to get to the better verse. The mastermind today is so needed. We're going to do product launches, and Deanna's going to help me. She didn't know it till just now. Because it's not enough to build your product, you have to make it a big deal. Play it, Grace. Look how good this boy sound.
Did my time, took my chances. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
Now, of course, it wasn't until this video that I learned the last words. I didn't learn the last words to this video. I didn't. I never knew them. I just mumbled past those words, and I just got real loud with the song. I crescendo with it. I had no idea that's what that said, and it's even better. That's some good singing. You understand what I'm saying? That's some good singing. Anyway, if you are in anyone ATS Plus, Grace, ATS Plus automatically, as of now, are in the Influencer Secrets and the Business Secrets. Yep. I told you ATS Plus has benefits. I said it. I did say that.
They must not know what's in those packages.
They don't. I'm about to show it now.
Wow.
I'm about to show it now. Now, if you do not have let's just do Influencer Secrets right now. No worries. You don't ever have to get it. But right now, you went half of what you wanted to do is in there now. There's no doubt about it. I'll show you the back. Yours won't look like this, but I'll show you. Monetizing your website. There's three here. It's going to be another two more by today or tomorrow. But right now, how to set up your analytics, how to set up your ad text is there. There's no doubt about it. Podcast creation and monetization. All of these, every last one of these, capturing and converting internet leads, all of these, and creating the writing the perfect blog, multiplying your money, it's all in there. There's over, and most of those classes are short, there's over 100 hours in Influencer Secrets now. I haven't showed you. Grace, pull up the video on YouTube to Influencer Secrets. I meant to do this Monday. This is what Stradivari's going for. It's on YouTube. It's a, I got to take it down, but I mean, I put it back up, but it's on YouTube. We want to watch the first 2 minutes or something, Jerome. And then have your volume good to go, Grace, good to go. I want to show y'all something. We was in my city, Tatiana. This is what Stradivari's going for. Yeah, look at my man. Hey, you about to blow up so big, bro. It's crazy what's going to happen to you. I'm going to show you as soon as Grace pull it up. Influencer speakers is to get you, secrets is to get you to be an influencer, to where people join you and recognize you and do all sorts of stuff, okay? Watch. Go ahead, Grace. Y'all look at this. This is
hundreds of thousands of millionaires, few billionaires. We've covered four different ideas.
Hold on. I want to start it back from the very beginning so they can get that Sonic tag, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We've interviewed hundreds of thousands of millionaires, few billionaires. We have uncovered all of their secrets. We found out exactly what they do, and we got them written down to about 24 different ideas. And this is where we are going to take you to the top of the world. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I can assure you that this is your chance to be an influencer greater than anything that we have ever seen. This is your chance to dominate TikTok, social media, Facebook, learn all the billionaire secrets that are out there today.
Take it back.
We've interviewed hundreds of thousands of millionaires.
Watch these camera angles, y'all, because you can't tell people to be an influencer and you way back here. That ain't how we gonna do it, Jerome. Antonio, you know we're gonna change it up. Yes, sir.
That ain't the best part of this. Showing. Okay.
Okay.
You setting us up. That ain't the best part. It's when the woman stopped the car and say, wait a minute. Give me some of that. While you doing the daggone commercial, I said, this boy. That was the best part of this.
That was the best part. I tell you, keep that rolling. Go, a lady recognized, a car full of ladies recognized me because of who I am. Go ahead, Grace.
Few billionaires. We have uncovered all of their secrets. We found out exactly what they do, and we got them written down to about 24 different ideas. And this is where we are going to take you to the top of the world. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I can assure you that this is your chance to be an influencer greater than anything that we have ever seen. This is your chance to dominate TikTok, social media, Facebook, learn all the millionaire secrets that are out there today.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Antonio T. Smith Jr., I'm all over the internet and stuff. All that. Yes, ma'am.
Is it going? The lady 60 years old told me it's going to be on TikTok.
It's going to be probably tomorrow, but it sure will. go
Go. Yeah, yeah. Hold that.
Did you see me switch, Jerome?
Just digging it. Don't worry about it. For fuck. Is it still recording? Did I keep it recording? Get that. Yeah, this is what you need to know. This is how we got here. So right now, in the middle of the commercial shoot, right now, fans, well, they're not fans yet. They're about to be fans, you know what I'm saying? So we're about to use the actual millionaire influences and tips that you're going to see right now. This is behind the scenes. This was not part of the commercial, but you can guarantee doggone tea. As the millionaire that I am, as a public influencer I am, that is going in the commercial. Don't make no sense for it not to. Camera two, you got me? You got me, camera two? That is absolutely going inside the commercial. And you back up. You back up. You back up, camera two. No, you camera one. But you back up. You get off camera two. Camera two, do you hear me? There is no possible way that this is not going on the doggone thing. I don't even know if my mic turned on. Come see. Come see. You just stay there. Come see. It's turned on. Oh, we got gold. We got gold. Listen, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I am already in the process of making hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm already in the process of doing great things. So here's the crazy thing. How do you get these people from the car to your bank account? So what's gonna happen is you make a physical connection, and then they're gonna, make sure you get all the information, Grace. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, hold on. Grace, come on,
the information.
Y'all follow me. I don't want you to move in your heels. Y'all gonna follow me. We're gonna wrench around and wrench it off. Oh, let's go, let's go. There you go, right here, we live.
All right. You know,
that's it, rich and famous. 59 years.
All right, you can
stop.
That's
what I'm talking about. 59 years.
Just so you know, Frida, I know better than to just put some women on camera. You understand? That's why I blacked out the screen. You understand? I ain't gonna get in trouble now. Yeah, my grandmother roll over in her grave. We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that. Anywho, we shoot the thing, people recognize, and we put all that in there. It was even a better thing. Influencer speakers is all about doing stuff like that, plus getting a lot of money from you, like from you, your influence, your influence. So if you're ATS Plus, that's yours. And there would be more things like that for you. Active members, Grace, you understand? Active, okay, active. There'll be more things like that for you. Just send your name to Grace. You can't, that video costs as we, well, let's see. Let's pretend we don't own everything and we have to buy everything. Is that fair? Because we have bought it, but we bought it years ago. The video editing software was $300. The cameras are $2,000 a piece. So that means that video has a budget of $4,300. Everybody cool? That video made that in the first 24 hours. Do you get what I'm saying? That's the point of influencer seekers. So if you want to learn all that stuff or be an influencer or whatever, I don't know what you want to do. But if you want to get paid instead of being popular, then I suggest you go to influencer speakers. Cool? Cool. I made that clear. Now, the fun part that I want to do, Grace, is who has moseyed on over to the computer programming already? Who's moseying on over and snooped a little bit?
I'm snooping a little bit.
Yeah, buddy. Let me show y'all. Does my screen share, Grace, or does it just share video?
It's sharing.
Okay. Here's your 25 classes. Already, well, they're not in there. They're getting in there. Here's how it's going to lay out. I'm going to do one
We'll more than likely do one class a week, computer programming. The rest will be just ported back there. You understand what I'm saying? Like in online school. Like in online school. That's what I'm gonna do that. Plenty of help. Plenty of help. Also on my little platform over there, I got you, Prophet Jerry. Also on my little platform over there, I want you to know now we have some new additions. I'm really big on forums. They're really, I don't know, I just like them. I like forums because I'm a kind of person that likes to read all sorts of information. And there's a lot of people. Like if you like Reddit or blogs, anything like that, you'll be cool on forums. So the whole computer science has a forum. So if you have any questions, you can just go to your little dashboard over here or somewhere, or it's also on the homepage. It says forums, and you can go into forums. Right now there's two forums. There's a help forum if you need help, and there's a computer science forum. So when you say, and trust me, Damali, tell them, you will say, mine didn't come out that way. That's not the result I got. Mine did not come out that way. Y'all lying. I did everything right. Which is never the truth.
Like, how come that's not showing up on my page?
It ain't never, listen, it's never the truth. It's always user error. The computer is not hating on you. It's always user error, okay? It's always user error, without a doubt. But nevertheless.
Sir.
Yes.
Before you go on, you said for the computer programming courses, it's going to be one class a week and then the rest will be
ported in there. Ported. You know, okay. It's mostly going to be online. You know, what am I trying to say? It's mostly going to be, you know, like you go to online school.
Right.
You know, you just video on demand at your own pace.
You know, thank you.
Yeah. As far as the demand on your schedule, easy. The demand on your life, no. It's meant to be hard. You can't learn another language easily. Sorry. I do apologize to you for that, but I don't make up carbon-based creatures. Prophet Jerry, get you, then I show y'all a surprise.
Greetings, Bishop.
Greetings. I am well, sir. How about yourself?
I am well. Working out, trying to get myself together. I just want to come on and tell you thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Because the other day you were saying, get your passion back. And you said a lot in the last month and a half. So I went and started my high school diploma again at Penn Foster.
Oh man, that is, man, come on, y'all.
Congratulations. Come on, Prophet Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, we should let you talk at 8 a.m.
He told us this last night in Phil and Susan's call last night.
And it's because of you, I did it. Because in my mind, sometimes when I do videos and I do the Assembly of Wonders, I say, don't let your mind get over, you know, and all that. But in mine, it's saying, oh, you can't do this. You're 52 years old. You even tried it. A couple of years ago, you even tried it. But I said, I'm going to do it. And so I got 6 months to a year to do it. Now, they don't give me no timing, but I'm giving myself 6 months to a year to do it. And I have a question for you. After yes, that sir. 6 months to a year, what would you recommend me to do? I'm already got some things in mind, but from mentor and from someone that's an old soul, but younger than me, can tell me.
What I would do, well, can I say what I would do, not what I would recommend you do?
Yes.
Like, okay, cool. Because I'm a bit more devious, and I don't want to put that on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put it on me. And you can just eavesdrop. You know, I'm a heathen. What I would do, is I would secretly replace my income off the books. That's what I would do. I wouldn't worry myself with a job. I would worry myself with the opportunity to replace my income I gotta ask about off the books. It's at this point I must tell you I'm not a lawyer or a CPA or anything like that.
Right.
But I would, because you are the you're the exact problem with the system, not you, but you know, was what your situation is the thing that's not supposed to happen, right? It's the thing that's not supposed to happen. So I would take my life back. I would get my pride back by getting my GED, my high school diploma, and then I would get my life back. And after that, you would probably never ask a question like this again. You get your pride back and your life back. Now you're just doing stuff because you're competitive.
Yeah.
You're not doing stuff because you have
to. Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Can I say something to Prophet Jerry?
Man, go ahead.
Prophet Jerry, yesterday I spoke to my niece because I sent her daughter to Mexiverse. And she's got to go through the entire Mexiverse and then give me a report and give it to me in writing and then tell me why did I send her there. I didn't give this to her mother. I gave it to her daughter. She's 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I told her mother, I said, I'm going to tell you why I gave it to her. Because by the time she graduates from high school, with the grades she got right now, she will get scholarships to go to college. Okay? But if she applies herself to what Antonio, just in that alone, forget sharing your wealth, just on Mexiverse alone, I said, when she finishes high school, she can either go to college or start her own business or both. It's her choice. I said, what do you think about that, mama? She said, I would love that. I say, that's why I sent her there. And I say the same thing to you, Prophet Jerry.
I agree.
You take advantage of ATS and sharing your wealth and Mexiverse and things like that. When you finish getting your high school diploma, you could either continue the business that you know started with Antonio.
Yep.
Go to college or both. The choice is yours, sir. It's about choice. And you, I told you before, sir, you got the goods, all right? And then you in North Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me come down there, Jerry. Don't make me come down there. And I already got Renee's permission. So, come on now.
Yeah. No, he's right, man. If you go, in fact, so I'm the same answer, but I'm going to change it. I'm going to follow it with Jerome. There's a whole masterclass on just developing games that anybody can do. And you ain't got the walk to develop games.
True.
And that's a super high income skill set. And if you think the metaverse ain't going to be all about games, well, then you just ain't been alive for 51 years, you said. You know? Because we've been playing games since Atari. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When y'all was growing up, this was y'all game right here, the little paddle thing. Yep. That's it. And the yo-yo. And the yo-yo. Now, first-person shooters, we jumping, we doing parkour, everything. I would absolutely, and it's free, right? It's free. Get your GED. Deanna has a GED. Yeah, real talk. Most people don't know that.
Yes,
Deanna is highly successful. GED.
Wow.
Yeah, she never graduated.
Nope.
What age did you get your GED?
It was in 2009, so I was
20-something.
I was like 26.
26, yeah.
26, yeah. 26, yeah. Never graduated. Well, we're very pleased with you, man. Very pleased. Can y'all unmute your mic and clap for this guy, please? That's a big deal.
Yes,
sir. That's a big deal.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. It's a big deal. I remember people in college saying, I'm too old for college. This man was telling himself he's too old for high school. It's a big deal, y'all. That's a huge, huge deal. Well, we're getting ready to do the mastermind, but if you have an Android phone, Tempest has worked very hard for you. We kept it secret. But if you have an Android phone, Mexit News app is right there in the chat.
Awesome.
So if you got an Android phone, Mexit News app is right in the chat. Grace, you can put it in the Discord too. It's right there. Go download the app. It's on your phone. If you have a tablet, an Xbox, some Android phone of any kind, Dolores, you got an Android phone. God, send that to my fan phone, Grace. You know what I'm saying? If you got an Android phone, there it is. Apple coming soon. But look at us. We making apps. Rewind, press play. Beginning this year, Sue, the first meeting I said, listen, we're going to do a 2-3-2 plan. And we got four weaknesses, Tempest. The first weakness we need to do is we need to do apps and API. We need to do apps. We need to learn how to build our own apps. And then we need to learn how to have these APIs when you have these apps talk to each other. That's the two things we need to do right now, Tempest. That's the number two things we need to do. It is without exception, we need to do it as fast as possible. And she said, okay. And everybody said, okay. And then Damali created an app, which will come out soon. And then Frida created an app, which will come out soon. And then Grace created an app. And Deanna created an app. And Damali created like five apps. You know, you gotta calm her down a little bit. She gets addicted. She went and said, Sam, let me create your app too. Right? She just went like create five apps. We genuinely, with zero knowledge, Tatiana, in less than 30 days, mastered something, they charge thousands of dollars for it. So don't tell me it can't be done. You hear me? Don't tell me it can't be done. It is extremely possible. It is extremely possible, and you are most worthy. So download that app. Listen now, listen. It's free. It's never going to charge you. And you got other people apps on your phone. You might as well download the app of the group, adding value to your life. If you don't, you're going to have a blessed life. If you do, you're going to have a blessed life. There's nothing bad going to happen to you. But if you extend us that thank you to download the app, there's a blessing in it for you. I don't know what. I just know when you do good things happen back to you. Mastermind is not open to everybody today. We are talking about product launch. And if you do what is said, there's no reason you shouldn't have $100,000 in 90 days. Rewind, press play. Monica out there on dinners that cost $100,000 in 90 minutes. I ain't lying. It's the truth. It's honest to God truth. There's people out there spending $100,000 in 90 minutes. You can make $100,000 in 90 days. It's not hyperbole. It's just a product launch. If you have a product, if you say to yourself, yes, y'all make sure y'all message Tempest and tell her thank you. Y'all do that. It's going to make her feel good. I told her I was going to brag about it. If you have a product and you already been having it for years, it ain't nothing wrong with relaunching it. Joel Osteen got the Compaq Center in 99, 2000. They didn't have they had service for 3 years and didn't have the grand launch until 2003. There's a lesson there. Just because you got something in something and doing something don't mean that you consider it a full launch. So if you're not making $100,000 every 90 days, I tell you what, tell everybody you've been in pre-launch. And then learn these product launch skills and do it that way. Good news for most, well, I'll keep that quiet. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. We'll see you on the Mastermind right now. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you. Yeah, it was too much. It wasn't too much. It was too much information y'all need to know. We thank y'all so much. We love you. And do some great things. Tatiana, your curls are always popping. All right, everybody. Y'all have a good one. We'll see you on the Mastermind.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.